Hello and welcome to MGP 455. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 That didn't sound like the hello of someone who's supposedly sick, you faking monster, Sheepdog.
I'm so tired.
I've been watching your Twitter all week, all this whining, and then you're just like, hello, I'm delighted to do a podcast. I'm so well rested.
I'm not well rested. I'm so knackered. It is ridiculous how tired I am. I had to say hello quickly. I didn't want Anna sneaking in again like last week and trying to.
I've been told I'm not allowed to drink anymore, so. Bye, Kevin.
I said you weren't allowed to get drunk. That's different from drinking.
I
you're
had
allowed
two
to drink.
Bottles, Kevin. That's all
yeah,
I had.
Yeah, but you're a lightweight. You're unruly.
It was good. It was enjoyable.
It's a once a year treat. Maybe a second time for your birthday. But yeah, just an early warning on the show. If you're not fully vaccinated, grow up. And secondly, you might want to stop listening because Sheepdog will infect you now. Just as a little bit of a warning.
It's been a ridiculous week this week for that. I mean, my daughter has had a COVID test every day and has tested negative every time. So she's had to go to school. But because she's a bloody moron teenager, she brought her friend home. We were like, no, get out. So a friend, I mean, she didn't have to get out. She lives here. But her friend's mum was like, come around here if you want. We don't care. And I was like, what? But what? So, yeah. I feel like the whole world has just been trying to get my COVID. We had a man knock on the door and Claire was on a call and I was like, well, he's got all our food. So I opened the door and I thought, I just won't talk. I'll just grab the food and shut the door. And he was like, what's your date of birth? And I'm like, I really don't want to talk. Like, I just want to get my stuff and go. But we Garrett ordered beer. So I had to tell him my date of birth. I was trying really hard not to make eye contact, not to look at him, just to keep my face away from him at all costs. He was wearing a mask.
Hold on. Are you getting beer delivered now? Is that the moral of this story?
It was a shop. Claire had done a shop on Morrison's, which I've never done before, on Amazon. But she got stuff delivered. But then she got it delivered for whatever time she thought she'd be free. I don't know if it was today or yesterday now. I've been asleep for most of the week. I basically woke up because there was a knock at the door and thought, why is she not answering that door? And then I could hear her talking to someone on the phone and they knocked again and I just thought, could just leave it. And then I thought, nah, they've got biscuits. So I sort of opened the door looking away thinking, but just don't look at him. The germs can't get him. I'm assuming
the germs are all over your hands and your door.
Yeah. But
you're unclean.
He stood far back, but he was just talking at me, and I had no idea what was going on because I was asleep. And, I don't know. I mean, it might not have even happened. There is beer in the house. There is biscuits, but I don't know whether I answered the door or not, really.
Don't know where they're
I'm just in a haze. It's been really weird. I mean, I had to check it was Friday, and then I was like, did I say I was doing it? I'm assuming I'm doing the podcast. I can talk. I'm here, but I've not been at work all week. Every time I thought I was better, I'd start doing stuff and then I'd just completely run out of energy and sleep for about 4 hours. And that's basically how I've been all week. I'll be knackered after this. I could just see it happening. if I start snoring during the episode, just shout. Really
we don't need you again until next week, so you're allowed to be tired after this. That's fine. You can go and hibernate for another week once you've done your one responsibility for the week and recorded the podcast. Out of a less important stuff, it's fine if you have a little bit of time off from that. It's fine. Podcast is where it's at. This is where the cool kids hang.
I have even I've managed to. I say I get knackered after doing anything. Some of that stuff I got knackered doing was actually playing games because I thought I need to have something to talk about. So I've been playing games, just knackering myself doing it, which makes me feel like a monster because I could have been bathing the kids or putting them to bed or reading them a story.
But then you risk infecting them. You're not going to infect your Xbox, are you? So I mean, I think you've probably taken the sensible parenting route there.
I mean, I'm stuck in a weird position because my youngest is, he tested positive, but it hasn't taken any energy from him. He's absolutely fine. And he's just bouncing off the walls because he's not allowed out. And Ollie has refused to be tested. So we have no idea what his state is, but we're just assuming he's probably got it and we're keeping him home. So he's going nuts because he's just bored. And he's got nothing wrong with him and he's being kept at home. And the other one's bouncing off the walls because he's unwell, but he doesn't feel unwell. Well, he feels a bit unwell, but you know what I mean? He's not tired. But Mrs. Sheepdog and I are knackered. She's at the end of it now, but she's still tired. I'm just exhausted. It's ridiculous. It's weird. I mean, I'm glad it's nothing worse than that. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad, you know, it could be a lot worse, couldn't it? We've all seen the news. But I just feel like somebody's absorbing the energy out of the back of my head or something and just stealing it. Probably still that would be aliens just stealing my energy, or someone is just taking it out.
I was going to steal energy. I probably wouldn't. You wouldn't be my first target. I wouldn't have thought. I'd go to like athletes and stuff first.
Maybe they're working up to it though. Maybe they're really slow and they've just caught me because I'm slow, and they caught all the elderly first.
Well, I suppose it has taken them nearly 2 years to get round to you, so I suppose that does check out potentially
faster than I look. Yeah, so.
All the footballers seem to get it like once a month, so yeah. It does make sense.
Usain Bolt's just going to be the last man standing at the end, isn't he? Just running for dear life. Or the Flash, I suppose, if he's real.
Anna.
Yes. Anna. Yes.
Would you like to tell everybody about your new toy?
I have a new TV. I got a big TV that has... What's
it's
it
no
called?
Bigger than the TV you had before.
But
it's still only a
50-inch
one.
But it's a Philips Ambilight 3 TV, and I love it. And it's got lights on it, and Kevin likes it. And Kevin doesn't understand why we've not had one before.
It's one of these tellies with the magical lights on the back that go the colour of whatever's on that part of the screen. So if you're watching football, it'll be all green around the side. And if you're watching CBeebies, it'll be all the colours of the rainbow. It's a wonderful thing. I don't understand why all TVs don't have this.
Kev with his dog eyes just seeing beige over and over again. Another beige light.
I can tell. Light. I can tell when it's grey and when it's colourful. It's good. I'm learning all the colours. It's really cool.
I want one in my office now. I did Google.
Although
whether
apparently
you could buy
the monitor version is £750, and as I only got my monitors this time last year, I probably shouldn't replace my three monitors with £750 monitors that I won't be able to use
TV.
When I'm recording. Yeah, because they're new, and they do 144 hertz PC jobby. Obviously, that's where do you think I dispose of my old monitors? I'll gouge out the buttons so that you electrocute yourself, and then send them to you.
Yeah, I'm still wary of this. Wow. It's my right one. I'm just constantly wary that it's going to burst into flames at any point.
Yeah, I mean, you know this. You know the way the hand-me-downs work. I have to gouge a part of it out so that it's been officially rejected. Then I can say to Anna, look, this is broken. I need to replace it. And then I replace it and give the broken one to you.
It's fine.
It's the way of the world.
I'm used to it now. Whatever I did to it made it go all like that. It just looks like it's snowing on one of my screens, essentially. Watch stuff on that one, but it can have Audacity on it or whatever, just ticking along with a nice bit of fuzzy snow over it. It's all good.
Beautiful stuff. I might have to start watching TV in there and playing my games in there. And
start
hanging out in the living room now.
Can you not get a light that sits behind it that does this? I was looking to see whether
you can, but you have to plug it into a PC.
Well, no, the one I saw on Amazon. Is you put your strip behind it, and then you've got like a little camera that you put on top of your TV that is aimed at the TV screen, and then it will change that way. But I don't want a big bobbly thing on the top of my TV.
Yeah, exactly. And your other option is to have because like the Philips Hue setup can do it. I bought the bars about a year ago to try and do it without paying for the telly. But you have to have it plugged into the PC permanently as well, so the software is running. And then you kind of have to have the TV run through the PC so it can analyze what's on the edge pixels. And then it was stupid. And bearing in mind, this TV was pretty cheap as well. I'm happy to have it built in. And it means we get a TV in the bedroom. We've never had a TV in the bedroom before. But the one we did have in the living room, which was our cheapest chips replacement after Andy smashed the previous one when we moved in, we'll just stick that in the bedroom. And now we can watch telly up there. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm not sure I'd want to run it for a PC because that would delay it even more. And we didn't realise on New Year's that we were watching on iPlayer, which was already on a delay. And
why were you watching on iPlayer on your TV? What kind of monster are you?
Because I don't have any way of getting terrestrial TV. Why would I have that?
What?
We get Sky through my father-in-law's Sky Go account that we've logged into on my Xbox. And then we use Netflix and Amazon.
Just have like a TV aerial or something in your house?
Nope. Well,
weird.
I have a way. I connected the satellite that we used to have. I connected to a thing that my TV has. I sort of figured it out during the World Cup, and so I can get terrestrial TV through that. But I have to go to like channel 7,120 or something. I don't remember the number. I should write it down like an old person. Just write down all the numbers, and I could get to that. But We could just,
or
go
just
on the
get like
app.
Sky, like a normal person.
I'm not paying £50 a month for Sky when I can get it for free off my father-in-law. Why would I?
Because then you'd know when it was the new year.
Well, yeah. So we were watching it on iPlayer, and I noticed the time. And so we were doing the whole like, here come the fireworks, let's get ready. And then I kind of thought, why are the BBC faffing around? What's going on? It's like New Year's minutes ago. So we were doing like Happy New Year, and it was like 90 seconds after the New Year, so we got in late. Which, yeah, that's a bit silly.
There must be stuff you can't even watch on iPlayer. I'm baffled. This baffles me.
I don't watch anything on terrestrial TV. I don't know what I would miss. I mean, ITV's
Sunday Brunch.
Channel 4's on.
How do you watch Sunday Brunch?
Isn't that Channel 4?
Yeah.
I don't watch that anyway, but no,
what
we get Channel 4
through.
What do
you mean you don't watch Sunday Brunch? What's the point of you having weekends?
We get Channel 4 through Sky Go. We get all the Sky channels through Sky Go. We just don't get BBC, so we have to use iPlayer. I mean, it's like, I only watch Doctor Who on BBC. It stopped Mrs. Sheepdog watching Strictly, which is fantastic. And we don't watch anything else. I mean, everything else is through Netflix, basically.
Surely you could do... You're such a weirdo. Such a weirdo.
I mean, Anna's ruined me this week, because the other thing I've been doing while I've been awake is watching TikTok. I got a TikTok account.
I bought a TikTok.
That's a time sink, isn't it? You watch one and then you flick up and it's constant. It's never ending. There's a lot of boobies on there though.
It shows you what you like according to the algorithm. So if you engage with content or watch it for longer, it will show you more of that kind of content. So if you're getting a lot of boobies, that means the booby ones are the ones that make you stop and go, "Oh, boobies."
I don't think they are though. The thing that I've been like absolutely amazed by is the iPhone stuff. I've been watching all of them because they're just fascinating. Like, I mean,
TikTok has the most advanced algorithm of any social media platform. It serves you up exactly what you're there looking for every time you go there. So if you're getting a lot of one kind of thing, then that's the kind of thing you're looking for. So I get a lot of dogs. I get a lot of autism and ADHD memes. Basically, my introduction to TikTok was Anna sending me TikToks. So my algorithm has been built around what Anna sends me. So I very rarely go on there myself. But I always watch the ones she sends me. So when I go on there, it's just loads of stuff. Like the stuff she normally sends me.
Okay, so mine's been like lots of jokes, which have been quite funny, obviously, and then lots of iPhone hacks. And then just suddenly it was like loads of women not doing anything nude or over 18, but being very suggestive. And I was like, this is getting a bit weird. Because the reason I originally got it was obviously my daughter's 13 now, so she's old enough to join it. And that's the debate I had with Mrs. Sheepdog, like at 9:15 on New Year's. Like, she's old enough to get TikTok now. It was a really weird time to discuss it, but I got it thinking I'll check it out, because if it's awful, then I don't really want to go in on it. But then I was like, I don't really want to seeing all these women. So this is a bit random. I don't want to be subjected to just wave after wave of porn, and then it turns out
the only reason she's going to see the porn is if she's there looking for the porn.
Well, I'm not though. Genuinely, I'm not. I was going to ask, is there a way
you could? Amy showed me how to do it, because I had a similar problem early on in my TikTok experience.
There we go.
And Amy showed me how to do it. And apparently, you can. I can't remember how to do it. I've not had to do it for ages. But you can click to say you're not interested in this kind of content. There is something on there. Okay. But of course, in order to figure out how to do it, you have to sit there with the jiggly bits going on in front of you, thinking, I always wanted to sit there going, I'm trying to figure out how to make this go away, just in case Anna walks in while I'm there watching boobies on repeat, pressing all the buttons. So, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to make it stop.
I have learned now, because there was one where it was playing this really suspenseful, like, and I'm sat there like, what's going to happen? And then it just went pop, and she was in a bikini, and I was like, nope! I was like,
there you go, you've engaged with that.
Exactly, and I was like, for goodness sake. So they kept coming up, so I kept skipping them, because I know what this is going to be. And I know I sound, again, like I'm trying too hard here, but I was just like, I don't really want to be sat here, like just my kids next to me, and I'm there just going, oh, boobs, you know, I don't want to be doing that. So I was just like...
Oh, you're such a pervert.
And then Claire signed up to
it. Pervert.
Claire signed up to it, and I said to her, like, oh great, you'll be able to watch it. You'll be able to see everything I'm watching now. You'll be able to keep an eye on me. I'm assuming she can't actually see, but I'm going to stop it anyway. I was just like, this needs to stop. It's ridiculous. But the iPhone stuff's been fascinating. I mean, there's loads of stuff on there that I've suddenly got phone doing that I didn't know it could do.
I've not seen any iPhone stuff on there. The algorithm's that good. I've obviously never looked for it, so I've never seen it. So I don't know.
I never did. It's probably the second or third video I saw, and I was like, oh, I like this. And there was, I think, that and someone else who was giving, like, I mean, it's quite boring, but they were giving, like, legal advice, but it was, like, interesting. You know, like, I think it's Nike have a thing on their trainers where, at least in America, I'm guessing, where if you, they get slightly worn, they can replace them for free immediately. And I just followed someone who was talking about that because it was loads of random bits where they were just showing cool hacks they do in shops. And I was like, ooh, okay. So yeah, I've gone down a rabbit hole. But I basically wake up, watch a bit of TikTok, play a game, fall asleep. I'm like a house pet at the moment. But well, yeah, I've gone further into the depths of being a house pet, I guess.
Right, anyway, I have breaking news for all of you to do with video games. Because I have discovered a video game that think you lot should all go and try, because I found it completely independently of anyone's help and played it through and really enjoyed it. It's, I just need to look up the name. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's really very good. I got it over Christmas. I played it every night for about 5 or 6 nights, for hours every night. I was staying up late playing away on it. And played it all the way through to the end and really, really enjoyed it. It's got lots of very cool music. It's got an interesting little combat system. The story, Pab, let me tell you about the story of Guardians of the Galaxy. It's excellent. I can't believe you've never mentioned it. It's probably the best game story I've experienced in many a long year. I know this game's been out a little while now, so I am recommending basically a retro game to you all, but I think you should probably go and check out Guardians of the Galaxy because it's super duper.
I heard you talking about it, Kev, and I thought, oh, Kev's on.
You know I am good with game recommendations.
Yeah, and I thought to myself,
I've got my ear to the ground.
I kind of mentioned before that I didn't think I'd have time for it, but then you said you completed it super quick. So I was like, right, okay, that's a positive. Not that, I want to get my money's worth, but also I'm realistic about how much time I have. So
got to spend this booby time on TikTok.
Exactly. I don't want to let the girls down. So I went on the Epic Store, and I almost wish I hadn't, because I ended up realizing they had a big sale on, and I still had, I think I mentioned ages ago that when I bought the Unreal Engine, like a decade ago, and they immediately made it free like a week later. They gave me a refund without even asking. They were just like, yeah, sorry, we made this free now, here's your money back. But it's been in my Epic account for the whole time because I just never thought to buy anything. So when I went on there, I was like, oh, I could put that towards this new, I think it was like 50 quid on there. And then when I went to buy it, they were like, oh, actually, it's half price at the moment, and here's a tenner and all of this. So I got it for like 8 quid. So because I tweeted that, someone was like, oh, yeah, they'll give you that tenner off every game. So I immediately went back and bought Cyberpunk as well, which I've not played yet, but I was like, I've got to come off here because if I keep looking, I'm going to find more games. So I stayed off it, but that sale was ridiculous. It was so good. But I went straight on to Guardians, and I too have been really enjoying it. I'm only on about chapter 7 because I did. You play it on story only?
I played it on whatever the easiest setting was, as usual.
Yeah, because even then
at one point, I had to go in and manually lower some of the stuff even further because there was one bit where I kept dying over it. There was one point where I was close to just stopping because I was dying so much. So I lowered everything all the way down to the bottom, and that did the trick. That was what we needed.
Yeah, because I think the lowest thing was just watching it, wasn't it?
No, lower than that. Lower than that.
Did you really? What, and that bit I walked in on you on?
Yeah, the bit where I was getting really cross.
Yeah.
Was it the Blood Brothers?
No, I did that one relatively okay. I think it was before that. There's a bit where...
No, I walked in on you on that bit.
The what?
That's the bit I walked in on you on.
Oh, no, that bit was fine. Yeah. There's a bit where you're on the spaceship thing and you just get wave after wave of baddies come at you, and I just kept dying. Just kept dying. So I fixed it, and now it was fun.
See, I've not turned down the settings, but I did. I have had a few moments where I just kept jumping off of something, or, I mean, the brothers bit, I was like, I don't know how to attack them. I feel a bit silly because I basically tried to fight them, couldn't fight them, ran away for a bit trying to figure it out. I had the scanner on trying to scan what to do, kept just running, and then randomly one of them took their shield down. So, I started shooting him and he nearly died. And I thought, well, how did I make that happen? So I died and started the battle again, and probably about another 5 or 6 times of doing that. And then I Googled, how on earth do I beat them? And it was like, you just got to stay alive until like it triggers an event, and then you keep going from there. But it still took me another good sort of 5, 6, 7 attempts once I'd done that. It's just like, there's no guide on this at all. But I've got it on the middle. I got it on the, this is how we intend you to play the game. I always go for that because I figure if I didn't like a game, I'd want to be able to say, well, I played it exactly how they intended it and I didn't like it. But actually, when I did this, it was better. But this has just been great. I've enjoyed it the whole way through. The story's great. Mrs. Sheepdog was like, would I like it? Should I play it? And I said, well, you'd have to sit at my computer, but you're welcome.
Just tell her to ask Kev. I'm the expert on finding games that people will enjoy. I think she'd probably enjoy it. I recommend it to Mrs. Sheepdog.
Yeah, because she barely plays games. I mean, the only games she's ever really played have been Mario Galaxy, stuff like that, really, 3D Mario games. But the fact that she looked at it and thought, this looks all right, I might have a crack at this, was exciting.
I'd even go so far as to recommend it to Anna and Pab.
Yeah, I mean, they should definitely play it.
I've played and finished it.
You've never mentioned it. It's never come up.
Anna, don't bite on this. Don't bite on this.
You'd also be interested to know that it won our Game of the Year as well. Which is
weird, because I only brought it up right at the end of that show, and I was enjoying it so much that I threw all my weight behind it. And yeah, clearly this is how influential I am. Yeah, people agreed with me.
Yeah, it's I hadn't even played it, and I knew it was going to win. That's so, yeah, we're just visionaries.
Absolutely, Shane Pab just so behind the curve on all this stuff. Hey Pab,
hey. You know what? You know what I've done this Abby. Past week. You know what I did last week. I don't know if you
did. You play Guardians of the Galaxy as well?
You know what I did last week. I figured out. I figured out in the edit of last week's Zeitgeist show how to put bleeps in. So. I might just start swearing at you at some point, knowing I can bleep it out now.
You've been editing this podcast for what, 250 episodes? I mean,
why? What are we paying you for? For goodness' sake!
It's an Audacity bleep. It's not a one that I normally used to just like bring a bleep in from somewhere, like an audio, and just cover your audio or whoever's audio it was. Now I could do it in house. I don't know.
Yeah, just. Don't make the mistake I used to make back in the day and try and put the beep in, forgetting how loud your headphones are, and then play that back and ruin your ears. I've definitely caused myself immense pain over the years by accidentally doing that.
It's fine. We're all good. Well, good. I'm glad you've enjoyed it. I'm glad you actually. I'm sort of proud that you actually didn't just put your controller in and walk away, Kev. I genuinely am.
No, because I was really enjoying it. Good. So. Good. I figured out how to make it even easier than the easiest setting.
Yeah, the combat itself isn't
the best. I appreciate that being in there. Yeah. I enjoyed the combat because I didn't have to do loads of shooting. Yeah. I basically played through that whole game without firing my gun. I just got everyone else to do all the fighting for me while I flew around in circles. It was brilliant. I'd just fly around above them doing circles, rotating through all the other commands for everyone else, and then when they were recharging, just fly further away and then come back. So I didn't really do any shooting. It was fantastic.
And what outfits did you give him?
I didn't bother with any of that.
Did you not?
Nah. The first 8 outfits I found were all for Rocket. And so eventually, by the end, I put Rocket in a little suit.
Yeah. But
I didn't really find any outfits for anybody else. He just had a full wardrobe.
You have to go, it's like off the beaten path. You would find.
Yeah. I was racing to get this done by New Year's Eve because I was worried that it wouldn't carry over into the new year with that Y2 22 bug thing that was essentially going to be a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to get it done.
Of course.
You were worried about Y2K just rearing its ugly head again.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a fear on New Year's Eve because I imagine it will happen at some point. They just got the year wrong.
Yeah, I always irrationally think aliens are waiting for the year to tick over. I don't know what it is. Every New Year's, I'm there thinking they could, you know, they could just think this is their moment. While we're firing rockets into the sky, they could just be like, right, let's get them. But yeah, I was hoping the costumes in the game would have an impact in some way. I don't know. I was probably expecting too much a little bit. But like when you have to decide between sending Groot or Rocket in as the monster, I made Groot look a bit more vicious. I can't remember what it was called. It was like an evil Groot costume I had that I sent him in. Because I just thought it was a bit more convincing than the normal version, but it obviously had no impact whatsoever. I just hoped. I was like, well, that'd be cool. Because they've obviously got their Nova Corp costumes and stuff like that. And I thought, I wonder if they had, it'd be cool if they had an ability to them later on or something. But yeah, it obviously didn't. Did anybody not send Groot as the person for that bit? Because I know you
Rocket.
Said before, Pab. I did that.
You sent
for what? To do what? I don't remember sending anyone for anything.
Well, you had to go and see sending the big woman.
You had to sell. You had to hand one of them over, either Rocket or Groot, didn't you?
Oh,
to...
I sent Groot.
Yeah, I sent Groot. Groot. I gave him like Groot. The plan A, and Drax kept saying, "Send rockets, send rockets." We kept just telling him, "No, stop it." And then they were like, "Why did you send Groot?" So, hot tip for anyone who's not played it yet. That's not really a spoiler, but. Go with Rocket. See what happens. I don't know what'll happen. I mean, Anna can tell us, maybe. Or is that a
closely guarded industry secret?
Yeah.
He just gets really angry about it. It's quite funny.
I made him really angry because I just had him thrown across big holes. He got upset about that.
I didn't do that. I was like, no, don't throw him. Don't throw him. I mean, these sorts of games, you can't really go wrong, can you? You can't. It's not going to break the game doing any of these things these ways. I was thinking that I'd watch the Guardians do anything. They're just brilliant, aren't they? Such a great team. I'm loving it. I think they need to make more stuff of these people, like more games, more films, step up production, churn them out.
Problem is, they probably won't make another one.
Well, after the film, you mean, or another game?
Another game. They won't make another game.
Why?
Why? Because Square Enix had a 2-game contract with Disney or Marvel, or whoever it is, and Avengers.
Why didn't they make 2 good games?
Avengers tanked, and this one hasn't sold. So I imagine,
really?
Unless
because the first one was so rubbish. Why did they make one rubbish one? Why did they do the rubbish one first?
I mean,
what
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's probably they have to enter a new negotiation for a new game deal sort of thing. And I don't know whether Square Enix is notorious for selling out their Western developers, who like Tomb Raider sold tons and they said, nah, I didn't sell enough. And same for stuff like Hitman and all the big Western.
Yeah, but they're doing Hitman, aren't they? They keep doing them.
No, I don't. Hitman, they let Hitman go. Hitman's independent.
Oh.
He's unemployed now.
Hitman isn't with Square Enix anymore.
The Montreal Screwjob. That's why Hitman went his separate ways.
Oh, God.
1997 wrestling references.
Yeah, so I genuinely don't necessarily think that. If they do, then great, but don't hold out for one because, like I say, I don't think it's sold. It's not.
There we
sold.
Go, listeners.
Well, I'm going to stop holding my breath now.
Everyone's got to go buy it. Prove to Square that it's
go buy it. It's good. And
it
you,
is good.
You can pretty much find it.
I might buy another copy. Cheap. Where's this Epic store?
I don't know if the sale's still on. If it is still on, then yesterday. I don't really want to know. Oh, good. Good. Because I did think a couple of days ago, I was like, oh, I might have another look at it. And then I thought, no, you got 2 games. That's twice as many games as you normally have. but no, it was good. I haven't touched Cyberpunk yet. I figured that is going to be another hole that probably needs a bit more energy. I'll tell you, I was going to steal Pab's game, but I won't. The other thing I've been doing a lot, well, your app that you've been ruining our timelines with.
Oh, right.
I spent a lot of my other time this week doing more Pokemon in the Underground. And the only thing I really want to say about that is because I've finished the game and I'm just trying to complete the decks, I am more convinced than ever that a Pokemon game with all 1,000 Pokemon in would be really, really irritating. It's like people on Reddit, let's say, are always like, they should put all of them in. But knowing I've got another 200 to catch is, it's fun to sit and do. But the other day I was like, right, I've caught 10 and I've evolved a load of them and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I wonder how many more I've got to go. And I looked and it was like, all right, okay, I'm about 220 away from it. And I thought, I've spent hours just sat here running around in the underground, which has been fun, but I don't really want to do that another 20, 30 times to complete a list that I've already completed. You know, it just seems odd that, I mean, I guess that's just me, but there's other people out there that really want to be able to grind that. It just, I don't think they've realized how long that's going to take. It seems like a lot of work just to repeat a list of 1,000 things, isn't it? I mean, I reckon Pokemon need to just stick with their guns on that a little bit. I might be wrong. Let me know on Twitter if I'm wrong. But I don't know. It just seems, I mean, I know Kev would probably agree. Would you not, Kev? You don't really want to have to catch 1,000 things to complete
I've
a game?
I've never felt the need to do that. I don't. I have a weird, I wouldn't say that is completing it. I would say that's being a wang with it. Just I finish the story and then I'm done. That's it completed. And then they leave the nerdy stuff in for the nerds.
Yeah. I always try and like get as many as I can. I don't think I often, I mean, I have obviously.
Which is their motto, isn't it? Get Pokemon, get as many as you can.
Yeah. In Gen 8, I completed the decks, but I felt like they made it funner and not easier to do in like it was easy, but there was just a lot of, I could trade, I could, you know, do the there was a lot of side quests to do a few of them, like tasks or things, tricks you had to do, whatever. But in this, it is literally just running around the underground going, right, okay, there's a Bulbasaur, right, I've caught that. Okay, now I need to level it up twice so it evolves because they're already level 60. So, you know, I've only got to get it to level 61 and 62 and it'll have done all three, you know. And it just feels like a time sink. And if I wasn't just laying on the sofa, barely able to move all week, I wouldn't have done it. You know, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near it. I've been doing some of the Legends on stream and I sort of asked my people who watch me on Twitch, I sort of said, do you want me to keep doing this? I feel like at some point we're just going to get to the point where we're just running around underground. And they were like, yeah, I keep going. And I was like, probably won't. Probably just do the legends and the story bits and then we'll call it a day on that. But yeah, I just, like you say, I think that is just for the really hardcore people who want to get them all or who never have before. And I know they're all on my phone in Pokemon Home, so I don't really need to buffer that list anymore. There's none there that I didn't already have, so I think I'll be all right.
Splendid. I have also played a game on my Switch this week. And I will tell you what it is after Pabby slots in an advert. What do you mean, what, anyway? What are you yelling what at me for?
You've played multiple games this week.
I've played 4 different games this week, Pab.
Oh, don't get me started.
The next game I have played is called Stardew Valley. I don't know if you're familiar with this one, Pab.
No, I hate it.
I love it. I've taken a wife.
Oh.
Stardew Valley is a sexist experience. It's a very sexist game. I've never got to the point where I've got married in it before. But I've played Stardew Valley on and off for years, but I started playing it when we were on holiday the other week, and I've got further into it than ever just because I've been playing it over Christmas. We watched through the whole of Gavin and Stacey this week because Anna's never seen it before, and I was playing it whilst sort of listening to it over the top of the Switch during all of that as well. And I got to the point where I could get a wife. So I got myself my wife and thinking, oh, it's going to be excellent having someone to help run this farm with me. This is going to be awesome. And all this lazy woman does is stands on the porch. Sometimes she stands in the kitchen. Sometimes she stands and meditates with her crystals. And on a Friday night, she goes and helps out in the pub where she used to work, where I picked her up originally. So I can't even go out and mooch around looking for a replacement wife because she's in there on a Friday night. But yeah, she doesn't do anything. I thought she was going to actually help me run the farm. She was so, when I proposed to her, she was so happy. Oh, I can't wait to come and live with you on the farm. I bet you're looking forward to having someone to help you. And she's just there. She is as useful as the dog that I've had since like the third week. They both just hang around doing nothing. I've just got ducks in my coop, and my ducks are offering more than she is, because at least they're laying eggs every other day that I can turn into mayonnaise and sell to Pierre down at the shop. Oh, I'm furious. Me and Emily are heading for divorce.
Emily, wow.
Goodness me. I've got my eye on Abigail, Pierre's daughter, but I can't work out how old she is. So I might bin off Emily, because I was getting on quite well with Abigail before I married Emily. But then one of the tasks in the game was take a pumpkin to Abigail's mum so they could carve it together. And I'm like, well, I am growing pumpkins, but how old is this girl that I've been down the mines with if she wants to carve pumpkins with her mum? And she still lives at home behind the shop playing video games in the bedroom, sitting on a beanbag. I'm a little bit worried. Abigail's like 12. So that's why I went for Emily in the end, because she works in the pub. She must be over 18. But she's so boring that I think her days are numbered. This time next week, I'll have divorced Emily. Abigail will have moved to the farm. And if she doesn't put her weight, I'm going after Elliot, because he's big and strong and might be able to help me. So yeah, Stardew Valley. I don't know. I haven't looked.
You should probably clarify
that. I just live in this world. I've not looked up anything that would help me do anything in it. I'm just having a lovely time. I just sit there. Most days, because I'm very much a volume farmer. So most days, I've got my sprinklers set up now. So I'll do like two harvests a season. And the sprinklers look after them. So I'm only digging holes and stuff for two or three days a month. I go and get my milk off of my cows and my goats so I can make my cheese. I go and get my eggs so I can make my mayonnaise. I go and check the trees for maple syrup. But I'm done. Basically, I'm done running the farm by 9:30 in the morning. I don't need to go down the mines anymore. I've made it to the bottom of them. I've got all the materials I need, and I've got so much money from my farming that I don't need to go and mine for resources. I can just go and buy them off of the blacksmith. So I spend most of my days just down at the beach fishing. Just go on there and fish. And then I sell the fish. And I go home and see what Emily's been up to. Oh, you've stood there all day today, have you? Terrific. And then once a day, only once a day, you can give her a little hug and hearts appear above your head. So I think you're doing smooching then. But I was a little bit concerned, because after her shift in the pub on Friday, she walks home on her own down the dark lane near the bus stop. I just follow her back like three paces behind her to make sure no one gets her. So I do look after her, right?
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, this is how I spend my evenings now. Now I don't stream in the evenings. I've had to find other stuff to replace it with. So I've been playing Stardew Valley. And when I've not been playing Stardew Valley, I'm back on Total Extreme Wrestling. I'm regressing. I might need to start streaming in the evenings again, because I'm like a year into a Total Extreme Wrestling that I'm not even going to talk about, because it's even nerdier than all that tripe I was just spouting there. It's awful. I've got multiple serious spinal injuries. I think we're wrestling too violently, so I need to work on that. But at the moment I keep getting told not to send them for surgery. It's too risky, and they come back from surgery and their spines are even more mangled. So I need to stop talking anyway, because I've got TV deals to negotiate. I've just lost my Japanese TV deal, so I need to go and deal with that while you lot talk about your games. In Total Extreme Wrestling, the Japanese can only watch on YouTube at the moment, and that doesn't make me any money, Anna. There's no money in YouTube.
Are you sure?
For a split second, I wasn't sure whether he was talking about his own TV deal or not. I'd phased out, and I was like, Japanese TV deal is kept becoming a Japanese millionaire at long last.
I won't put it past him.
So
I was briefly a Japanese millionaire last year. I did convert into yen just briefly on stream so that I could become a Japanese millionaire.
You converted into yen yourself.
Yeah, I converted into yen. I turned into some yen. You only need like $6,000 to be a Japanese millionaire. And just buy some yen, and then there you go. Japanese millionaire, sorted.
Yeah.
There you go. Pab wants to be a Japanese millionaire.
Piqued my interest.
Fantastic. You lot talk about less interesting games than Stardew Valley.
Less interesting.
They're all less interesting than Stardew Valley.
So Christmas happened and I didn't play
a lot. Blimey, we're starting there.
Yeah, I really haven't like touched a game. I've just been, you know, I'm in that lull where I'm like, I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that. So this week, the Pedestrian, I think it's called. Pedestrian came out.
Pedestrian's good.
On the Xbox Game Pass. It's a puzzle game where you work through the world through, I don't even know how you explain it. It's like, you know, like when you go outside and there's like a fence and there'll be like a thing like do not park here or danger, men working, that kind of thing. Yeah,
signs.
They are, yeah, signs. There we go. They are like levels and you have to go through them to get to the next park. But it's not as simple as that because sometimes there's many signs and you have to work out how to get from obviously point A to point B. And you have to connect through, so if you press Y, all the entrances and exits on the sign have little like half moons and you have to connect them to the next sign that you want to go to so you can complete your map. And I was doing well, but they get very, very complex. I swear to say, there must have been one, I stood there, well, sat there for 20 minutes trying to work out how to get it. Because it was like, you can't, say you've got an entrance on the left and then on the other one you've got an entrance on the right, you can't, hold on, am I saying that right? No, if you've got two entrances on the left, you can't connect them together. You have to have left and then like right to go into it or come out of it. And like this one was like, I had to drop down and I had to pick up a cube, but the only way I could get the cube is if I dropped down and but then I had to go all the way back up to the start. And I sat there, I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. I got so stressed out. I did it, but it took me a while. And like, you're not, you don't have just like one or two signs. You can have like five different signs and they could be just like a door and a ladder. And you've got to somehow put that in there and say like you get halfway through it and you think, oh, this is wrong. If you unconnect them, then your person and whatever you picked up all goes back to where they were before, so it restarts 11 and you're like but your connections stay, so you can see where you've been that worked, but then you can obviously like change your connections. But yeah, it's lovely. Like the sound is lovely. The just environment's lovely because you're just going on. Like one time I was on a sign on a fence, then I went into like the traffic light, so I was in there, then from the traffic lights I went onto a chalkboard, and then from a chalkboard I went to a corkboard, and then after I went back to the chalkboard I went onto a window, and like you can see the past levels that you've done because you're in a world, like you're in a 3D world that's just all connected for you to go and do. Because like there's levels where it's like you've got one single sign, but then they've all got like offshoots that you have to go and get different things. So you've got like batteries, wire to connect one point to another, you've got blocks just so you can get up higher, and there's just a whole multitude of like switches are my enemy. So like in some of them there's like lifts so you can go up and down, but the button for that lift will be like on a different sign, so before you can go and use that lift you've got to go to find out how to activate that, but before you can activate that you need to get a key, so you have to get the key first. And it's just like, it is mind-boggling, but it's lovely. I've left it for now because I was just sat there going, nope, I don't know. I'm too tired for this. So, but it's there. It came out like what, 3 days ago, I think. So yeah.
Yes, on that's Game good. Pass. Yeah, well, it did. Yeah.
It is on Game Pass, and like, yeah. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. That's also out on Game Pass. So if you're itching for a Mass Effect,
you've not started that again, have
you? No. Okay. I just saw it. I was like, oh yeah, Mass Effect. I won't start that again. Because I know how long it takes, and I know for a fact in less than a month, I'm going to get Dying Light. So, like, yes. So, what I have been playing is, like, I literally haven't played anything all week except for Pedestrian. And then earlier today, I put on Outriders because it was there. And
how's that doing?
it's all right. It's there's like they've done like big updates. There's a new updates coming. It like I've just got to the bit where I got to on the PlayStation 4. Yeah, it is what it is. It's not bad. It's like Borderlands mixed with Gears of War. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
See like that. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mode. I could probably see that. Yeah, for sure. That sounds about right. To be fair, yeah, yeah.
But you've got different environments. Like I'm at a volcano at the moment, an icy volcano that's erupting, and I've got to go and find this like ginormous like spider. It just gives me like I hate spiders. They're not fun. And then today, because we got a new TV, I just wanted to put PlayStation on for to have a look. And the only game that I'd running on there was Metro. Exodus, the one with the train. I think
there was Metro 2020 like something, the something wasn't one. It? And then there was Last Light, and then it was Exodus. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
So like because they updated it, so basically I've got the PS4 edition that came out whenever, but then they put out an update for like everything looking beautiful. Now my PlayStation, because I was streaming before, was connected via the PC, and it was just 1080p, and it was all right, but it wasn't nice. And then I turned it on with the new TV, taken away all the PC stuff, and oh my god, the updated version is so pretty, like so pretty. Like I remember it from like obviously I've been playing in 1080p, it was nice, but this is just oh my gosh. It's like I don't even know what I want to say, but it's so pretty to my eyes, and it just it's so. And now with the ambient light, just everything just looks. The only thing I don't like about this game is I'm on a desert area, and to do the desert area, you've got to have like this van. I don't know why, but when you're in the van, like all you can see is like. Downwards, you can't see like out, you know, like in Forza where you can see all around you and everything's going on. This one's like you can only see downwards, and I hate it, it really annoys me. Apart from that, it is beautiful. And right now, I'm playing Ori and the Will of the Wisp
because
beautiful colors, and I've got a beautiful new TV, so I'm just running around there and listening to you guys. But yeah, I've not really played anything. I did look at the Sherlock Holmes that came out not so long ago, but I don't know how that works because it says chapter one. Is it episodic? Is it, who knows? But I was like dabbling with that, but then I thought nope, save your money because you know what's coming. Save your money because I know that Dying Light is coming, and I know Horizon Zero, Frozen, whatever it's called, is coming.
West.
Yeah, and I've got this other. There's got like, what is it, Tiny Tina coming? So I'm all just like, save your money, save the game space, just play whatever else you've got to finish. But I am tomorrow at some point if I get time, maybe on Sunday, I am gonna just jam in. What's it called? Spider-Man, and just to have a look at it on the TV because I'm guessing that.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Didn't you have one of these TVs? I'm sure you did.
I did have, yeah, until I got the OLED. Yeah, I did do. I'll be honest with you, I turned the lights off after a while because.
Really.
It works better. Like I've seen how you got it set up with the it's like against the wall sort of thing. Mine's kind of on a chest of drawers. And it shines straight out of the window.
You need it there.
Going on out the window.
Yeah, you need it. So,
watching
window.
Red programs.
So I just turned it off because I was like, it doesn't have the same effect when you lose half it out the window. So yeah. I just turned it off. But it is a good, it's a very cool feature. Yeah, it's
Kevin's
good.
Like, we might watch Endgame and see how that looks with it on. And
yes, we shall. We've got to wait for the soundbar first, though, to do that.
Yeah, I want to watch that Thor one as well, where it's all colourful.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
I also suggest maybe Guardians.
Yes, yeah. I just want to watch them all.
Movie night.
Yeah, but you're going to watch Black.
When are you coming over, Pabby? Anna's got popcorn. Anna's got popcorn, a candy floss machine, and a slush puppy machine now.
Oh.
She did all right at Christmas. So there's snacks if you want to come over for a movie night. You're not welcome, Sheepdog. You've got the lurg.
Mm. Only till Friday, apparently.
Although, we'll see.
Mrs. Sheepdog was telling me that she's past the line now, so she's allowed out officially. But her tests still say positive, so she rang and asked for advice, and they were like, oh, yeah, it could say positive for the next 3 months. And she was like, well, and then they were like, yeah, but you can go out. You can go out. You're only infectious for 10 days. That's the rule. That's a fact. And I'm like, really? But yeah, she's allowed out now. That's she was like really checking. She was like, I want to go Tesco's, but I don't want to make anyone ill. And I was like, go for it. You're fine. So yeah, weird. But yeah, so don't stop me coming to your cinema nights after Friday.
No, it's done. You're not coming. I'm going to insist on a negative test. I'm not the government. I have standards.
But yeah, well, that's me.
It's frustrating.
So onto you boys, I guess.
Sheeples, have you got any more to add? Or do you want to?
No, only that. Yeah, you've been ruining everyone's Twitter all week, haven't you?
Do it.
So Pab got into the old fad of Wordle and was tweeting about it every day.
Tweeting about it every day. Still is tweeting about it every day. The monster.
As long as the streak goes, I tweet it out. And more often than not, I tweet it out at like half 7 in the morning.
Riveting Twitter content as well.
What? Yeah, quality. What?
So, because I kept seeing you tweet it, and just for anyone who doesn't follow Pab on Twitter, it comes out as a tweet that just says, Wordle, 202, 4.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was for days. I ended up Googling it.
Yeah, I did as well, to be fair.
I too, Googled it eventually, because it doesn't even have a link on it. What a weird thing to do. I guess that's what's made people get intrigued by it. They don't give you a link or anything. They get you to share, but it doesn't. It's just a picture. But I was like, well, what is this? So I Googled it, and I'm very lucky. The first word I put in was something like truth, and it was like, oh, yeah, the first three letters are right. And I was like, well, that seems a bit easy. And like, after a couple of guesses, I've got the word. But I then was chatting to Pab about it, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, I've been playing it for a while. I've got a streak going. I mean, this 199, does that mean you've done it 199, 200, 201 times?
No, that's the the day's puzzle, like that's like that is the 199th puzzle sort of thing.
Oh, so you've completed. All right, so you did day 201. You did it in 5 out of 6 tries.
Yes,
4 out of 6 tries.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any instructions on this thing, so all of my guesses have been 5 out of 6 basically. And until yesterday, I didn't know. And I'm hoping I can just blame COVID on this because I was just tired. But I didn't know that it told you what letters weren't allowed, if that makes sense. So when I put truth in and it said it's not truth but T-R-U-R right, I put trust and it was like, no, that's not right. And I'm like, well, why is it not saying it's right? But it's because it was telling me you can't have 2 T's every time, and it was telling me you can't have whatever other letters I was putting in. So I was trying, so I've just been luckily getting it on the fifth go. Even though I've been putting it might tell you that A's not there, and I'm going A, and every single go I'm putting A in, and then I'll just try another word on the fifth go. It doesn't have an A in, and I've got it right. I've been really fluky, but now I actually get it. It's starting to become a bit easier in that I can just say, right, I'll try this word that's lots of letters in that, you know, are common, and oh, it starts with an S, does it? It's got to be a T or a P or something like that.
I operate the camel system. I start with the word camel every day.
See, I go with stare. And that's not done me wrong so far. But I mean, I've been playing it for probably 10 days. No, I've been playing it for about a week, maybe. But I've been playing Wordle for longer than that because I just thought, what is this? So I put it into the Google Play Store, and I've been playing some weird Boggle type game for a week before I realized this is what everyone else is playing. I was just playing some weird Boggle game called Wordle that's on the Play Store on my phone. Until I did what you did, Kevin. Just get to went, what is this? And Googled it. And then found a link and then played it from there. So it's a word game. If anyone's curious, if anyone's going, what the hell are these on about? It's a word game where you have to guess what the is it five letters? Five letter word. Yes. And you get 6 goes to do it.
And weirdly, there is a TV show just like this as well that I saw for the first time over the Christmas holidays.
Yes, I did as well. I saw that and I sat there thinking, what cretin just picks that word? Why, you know full well that letter isn't in it. Why would you? I was just sat there just watching it. I did exactly the same thing. I saw it over Christmas and thought, this is a weird coincidence. This is really weird coincidence where it's just a word guessing game. And I thought, they put some trash on telly and then a week later I'm playing it every day and tweeting about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you have to guess, you get six goals to guess what the word is, and then it tells you if you get the word, if any letters in the word are in the correct place, it turns green. If the letter is in the word but it's not in the right place, when it turns yellow. If it's not in the word at all, and yeah, if it's not in there at all, it grays it out, so you know that that letter isn't in that word. And then it creates some sort of like it's like a 6x5 grid then, doesn't it, when you tweet it out. And it's just like, it's like, because I was confused for ages on Twitter. It's like, wow, he's like green and yellow dots, just like, it's like this weird like pattern on the, when you tweet it out, and then you realize what it actually is. But yeah, I've just been playing it every day. Like,
do we know why it's gone viral? Like,
I genuinely don't know. I just saw it happening a lot on Twitter and I was like, what is this? And then just started playing it. But yeah, it's a nice little, it doesn't take long. You get.
I think
one.
People were just bored over Christmas. That's probably why it's gone viral.
But
and a few people started playing it, and it's kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, yeah, and it is literally one word a day. But I've already found a site that does it unlimited. You can just literally do it yourself, and you can program how you can set how long do you want the word to be. So you can have like 12 letter word like game if you wanted to, and you can just. You know, like just keep resetting it and doing it again, and it'll just change the word and just do it again. But I think the one game a day is fine for me. I'm not.
Yeah, it's what I do while I'm having a poo now. So far this week, first thing in the morning, having a poo. Well, no, this is the third thing I do whilst having a poo. I've just slotted it into my poo routine.
Yeah, he's got.
It's still a 28 minute extravaganza.
Surely you call that poutine. In the morning. Poo routine's too long. Poutine.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That is a good word that's probably never been used for anything else ever.
Yeah,
yeah, my poutine. It's part three of my poutine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I'm glad I've...
What's one and two parts, Kevin?
First I check Twitter, then I check the YouTube studio, then I check...
What, you check
then I do
the
my
actual...
Wordle.
You check the office.
YouTube Studio app. No, the YouTube Studio app. I'm not enough of a wang to call this cupboard a YouTube Studio. Come on, Mel.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I check that. Basically, see how much money I've made while I was sleeping. But I do that after Twitter, because obviously I have to check Twitter first, because that's more of a dopamine hit than YouTube. And then I do my Wordle, and then I go and see if Pab's done his Wordle yet. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Look. There I am.
He's done his... And then if I've got time left, I go on The Athletic and find an article to read while I'm straining out whatever's left in me.
Oh,
he's not really. He's looking at all the TikTok boobies.
Put it bastard. I sent him, like, before he gets up, like, 5 or 6 different TikToks. So he has to work through them first, don't you, Kevin?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no chance of any boobies getting through with the amount of dogs Anna sends me.
So yes, I've played that, and like I say, it's my little morning routine with that.
While you're having a poo, let's not pretend you are. We all know you're having a poo.
I don't know if you notice, I do it like I've been in work for nearly an hour once I've done that.
You've already done it by the time I'm getting up.
Exactly. I've done one route around the site that I work at, and then I just have a couple of minutes and I go, okay, let's rethink what I'm doing, and then I'll have a go at a Wordle. So I'm in a similar state to Anna. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a slump at the minute with games. And
hey, Pap, Guardians of the Galaxy, you should try that. I promise you it's good.
I've still got it installed. I don't know why I finished it. I can uninstall it now. But I've kind of like... I find that I can't...
The new Pokemon game out next week.
Is it next 28th, week?
Isn't it?
I thought it was the 15th. I could be wrong.
Tell me that.
I think it's the end
of the year. I'm sure it was the 15th.
Could be either. I don't know.
When I ordered it, it was the 15th. It might have moved and had a proper date put on it since then.
28th of Jan, yep.
What?
Yeah, end of the month.
Kev's just broken his mic.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
It but sounds like his head popped.
Is he back?
I'm just Kevin? Imagining him expanding.
Yes.
He's there.
What was
dead.
Happening?
I was sad.
Oh.
Oh. God, I've got visions of his head expanding like a balloon.
Kettle going off.
This is why you don't yell into an expensive microphone.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I find myself, I can play games for about an hour at a time before I just get distracted or bored. I genuinely am struggling to play games at the minute. And then this weekend, I just thought...
It's horrible, isn't it? It's just...
I just have no real urge or push to want to play a lot at the minute.
Yeah.
That's why you notice I've not streamed for about a month. Just because I was like, I don't have anything I want to...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't have anything I want to stream. I don't have anything I just feel like I'm just forcing myself to stream to play something that I don't overly want to play. So I was like, I'm just going to stream stuff when I want to play something. Which could
so
be God
glad
of War.
I set up a stream team with you part-time.
God of War could be... God of War's out next week, I think, on PC. So I don't know. I've been toying with getting that. And
I thought that was this week.
It's out next week, is it?
Oh, okay.
It's the 10th, I think, or something like that, maybe. Or no, whatever Tuesday is. So, yeah, anyway. I've toyed with getting it, and this week I thought, I'll just download it on the PS5, because I know there was an upgrade update for the PS5. I thought, I could just play that. Instead of buying the PC version for 40 quid, whatever they want for it. I thought, I could just play the PS5 version, so I might do that. But this weekend, I went back to what I know. I went back to comfort food sort of thing and went and played about 6 hours of The Witcher. I went back to The Witcher 3 because I know how to play The Witcher. I know the game is amazing. And that game came out in 2015?
Yeah.
Which sounds about right. And I played through it then, so I have very little memory of it. That game, I kind of fell into the... Like I say, I played about... I want to say I played 4 hours just on last Sunday alone, just solid, just 4 hours straight. I was like, holy hell, I haven't done this for a while. I did something slightly different in one of the main quests, like early on, is like one of the side quests sort of thing is a side quest story with Kira Metz, who's one of the mages. And I remember this quest vaguely. And then it ended up with a point where she was taking some sort of like dark magic stuff, right? And I don't remember this at all, but I ended up fighting her. And I was like, I did not do this. I ended up killing her, and I felt awful because I was like, this didn't happen. This didn't happen last time. I was like, this is awful. So I reloaded the game and just tried different options and dialogue options, and eventually just like, but I did it like, I did it about, I felt like, I just went, all right, okay, that's how it's going to be. This is how this is how this run is going to be. Did two other quests. Went and got on a boat to go to like sail across this big lake or wherever it was, to go and do the next quest. And then halfway across that lake, I was like, I feel really guilty. I was like, I can't live with this. So I'd reloaded it and did it all. I just lost about half an hour worth of stuff because I felt that bad. I just thought, I can't do it. I cannot live with this
game. Oh, no. And
so I reloaded it, kept her alive. And because I was like thinking, I'm sure she's like in the end game stuff. But like, and yeah, she does. She goes back to Kaer Morhen, your castle. And I don't know how I got to the... I don't know how what dialogue options I chose to get to the point where I was fighting her. Because my thing was like... The choices were... She was like, well, I'm taking it. And then the choices were, well, I'm not letting you. And then it was like, all right, get your sword then. And I was like, oh, we're fighting. I was like, I did not expect this. So we saved her, and I've played a bit more on from that. And
don't you have like a big sex scene with her as well at some point?
I mean, you do that with most of the women in the game. Yeah, I feel like there's a whole game is like you're trying to find Yennefer for a long part of it, and she's like your other half sort of thing, and then. Every opportunity Geralt has, he's like, the option's always like, yeah, go on then. And you're like, I don't know what.
I don't know.
I've fallen back into that game. It's just, like I say, it's a nice, comfortable game. And like
it's
the quest I'm on now is like,
all.
It's a very good game, and
wait till they update it.
I know. so I've been playing that with. I'm doing a quest now, which is like kind of wrapping up the Bloody Baron section, and it's just like,
oh yeah.
If the quest is like wrap up, it basically wrap up the Bloody Baron section by finding the Baron's wife. And I was like, there's no quest marker on the map. There's nothing on the map. And I'm like,
oh God.
What do you want me to do? And then I zoomed out the map and it's just like, go on.
You have to find the baby, don't you? You have to find the
Oh, we
goblin.
Did all that stuff. Did all that stuff. We're looking for his wife now. We're looking for his wife.
Oh, she's in the woods.
Trust me.
In where the bog? With the children?
Huh. Interesting.
I think, anyway.
I've got a quest to go to the bog to look for Ciri. So
yes,
that's the Ciri quest. So I've got to go to the bog. I know that much. The Crookback Bog. But the quest was like just wrap up what you need to do in Velen and find his wife. So I was like, I don't know where there's no quest mark. So I zoom out the map and I kid you not, there is probably about 50 question marks on it. And I went, you do not expect to do this, do you? I was like, okay. Here we
you don't
go.
Have
and just,
to
I just,
do them. They're just...
I just no. It's mainly like monster camps and bandit camps. And you just go in there, kill them all, and it's done. And some of them just like hidden treasure, and like you can't get to that because it's like a monster that's level 15 and I'm level 7. I was like, I cannot beat these. So I can just make them appear on the map and then just walk away from them and come back to them at some point. But yeah. I'm fully enjoying that game. It's amazing.
What was that noise?
That was me not getting to the mute button in time, don't worry.
Such pros.
I was yawning.
I've done several things this week where, because I've been like, I'm getting to podcasts now where I'm listening to like Games of the Year stuff and stuff like that, and different podcasts where like different things are on it, and
we did one of those that comes highly recommended.
We did. I've not listened to that yet. I'm still listening to the week before's podcast, which was great. Give it a listen. I've been on like with the sales going on, I've been on a bit of a purchase spree and I've bought all sorts of stuff. So you've played loads of games, Kev. I've just bought loads of games.
You've got a problem.
I know I do. I am a collector.
Well,
I
now own 3 wrestling rings, so, you know.
He bought another one because it came with a referee.
It did come with a referee. Plus, it's scale size. So that ref
can work across all 3 rings now, though, Anna.
Exactly.
But he's got no room.
I've got
literally no room for them.
There's a 5-bed house opposite mine going for sale, I told you the other day.
Yeah, but the neighbours are horrible, I've heard.
Yeah, they are pretty bad. I mean, I wouldn't be horrible to you.
So
I hear there's someone down there who plays loud music.
Yes.
Oh, that
anymore.
Would do my
not
head
anymore.
In.
Not anymore. They turned, don't want to say it too loud because probably they turned their garage into a bar. So when I last
think he
was allowed
to
out.
You.
Into a what? A bar?
I don't play loud music, Pab.
You did play
live
music.
They were only to fight the person who's talking about music. Yeah, but now their garage is a pub, basically. I before I had COVID, I was at home and I looked through their window was wide open, and he was perched at his bar, just leaning on it, watching the football. And I thought, get a sofa, mate. What are you doing? Like, get
he's
a
working.
Sofa.
He's working. I'm going. Pints.
Well, his missus was sat on a bar stool with a kid, look well uncomfortable. Just, and I just thought, you're at home. Get a sofa. Like, this is weird. Like, I get it's nice having your own bar. They did have a lot of people over and stuff. They've had good times there, but it's not noisy anymore.
He's working.
Nice.
He's on the clock.
They haven't counted how many people he had over for the police report.
Mm.
Is there a limit at the moment?
Should be. I think the limit is be sensible.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Opening a pub in your garage, inviting everyone round is not sensible.
Yeah, but they used to invite them all to their garden, and it used to just drive me nuts, and now it doesn't. So, fair play to him. I haven't got a problem. As long as it doesn't affect me in any way, I'm fine, really. But could be where I got COVID from. He could have spat it over the fence or something.
Either way, I'm not buying that stupid house you're trying to sell. I think you probably own it. You're trying to sell it to us. You're pushing it really hard.
You know, you could, it's got a small garden for a five, but that's where you hate gardens. It'd be big enough for Dave to poo in. And you'd have a fifth bedroom to become your office, your YouTube studio, as you call it.
So yeah, there'll be upcoming stuff in the next few weeks of the random games that I've bought. I feel like I bought Death Stranding again.
Why?
Why do you rebuy games? I don't get this. I don't think I've ever owned a game.
I always play it
well.
On the PlayStation, all right? On the telly, rather than sat on my PC. It's a director's cut. It's a whole new game.
Could have bought a long HDMI cable, pal.
I'm afraid I can't buy that house. They've also converted the back of their garage into a bar. I don't want a bar in my house. What is it with people down your street needing a bar in their house? What is this?
Can't believe how many bars I live near and not one of them have ever invited me over for a drink. This is heartbreaking. I didn't even know they had a garage, to be fair. They park outside their own house.
It's around the back. Well, because they've turned the garage into a bar. Yeah. I'll send you the floor plan. I'm having a look at it now.
Oh, no, I've already looked. Claire, the second it went up for sale, Claire was like, oh, let's have a nose at all the neighbours' houses. Because... it's funny, actually. I wondered whether this is going off the beaten path a little bit. I know I don't normally do that, but both the houses that are moving are the ones who had a VE day party during lockdown. And somebody, and it wasn't me, somebody on our street called the police on them. And I was sat there and saw a police car pull up outside my house. And obviously, I immediately started shoving stuff in drawers and hiding everything. And then I realised they weren't here for me. They just got out and had a long chat with the neighbours. Let the kids play in their car and then drove off. And I was like, we're in the middle of a lockdown. I've not seen my family in 6 months, whatever it was, VE day. And they're just out there having this massive street party between the two houses with all their families and that. And they're both moving. Wow. So good.
The other one's got a dressing room / study, which is a weird room combination. I've heard of a kitchen diner, but a dressing room study. I don't think I'd get a lot of work done in that. Mind you, I suppose I could hang up my suits for my videos.
They've got a double garage, to be fair, though.
Yeah, it'll be a bar before long.
That'll be it. The next person. I just want decent neighbours, Kev. That's what I'm trying to get you to move here.
Get them to knock $100,000 off the price and we'll buy it.
I bet if you offer them $50,000 off the price, they'd probably take it. They've been trying to sell for ages, mate.
I can't afford $50,000 off the price.
Well, stick that offer in. He's been trying to sell it for 2 years. He's been trying to sell it for ages. It's, you should probably not talk about this on our gaming podcast, but yeah, offer him tuppence. He'll probably give you it.
Oh, they've got a staircase that doesn't attach to a wall. That's always a sign of being fancy.
There you go.
Staircase in the middle of a hallway, Anna. Can you imagine a staircase in the middle of the hallway? These photos all have Christmas trees in them. Are you telling me this has been on the market for over a year, or it's not been on as long as you're making out?
No, they put it on the market, then they took it off the market because of COVID, and then they put it back on the market. So they haven't tried to sell
it. Does it come with a snooker table? Interesting.
I mean, we're really just dragging this out now, aren't we?
This is Pab's fault.
Yeah, I'm not even... right, anyway. I'm going to finish the sheepdog trifecta of games, of Pokemon or whatever. And I have started playing Final Fantasy VII.
I almost played that myself the other day.
I saw it. It came out on PC just before Christmas. It came out on PC just before Christmas, and they want £70 for it. I'm like, I'm not paying £70 for a game that's been out like 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
So I then realised oh, let's have a look in the PlayStation sale then. And then I can't buy it on PlayStation. And it just says unavailable on the store, and I cannot buy it.
Yeah, same why is here. This?
So I didn't realise that it came out on PS Plus last year. It came out on PS Plus last year, but that was the PS4 version, not the PS5 version. And there was no upgrade. There was no upgrade in the... There's no upgrade option because you have to have physically bought it. And I was like, I don't want to... I'm not playing the PS4 version. But I can't physically buy the PS5. And then Googled it and then found out that they waned on it a little bit and caved and let people get the upgrade for free. They basically made the PS5 version for free as well, if you had the PS4 version. So I've been playing that. I've played about the first chapter, I think, or something like that. It's going to take some getting used to. It requires you to have, like, you kind of have to, it's similar to Guardians, I suppose. You have to manage your party sort of thing, don't you? And give them orders on what they want to do, and also use like the menus to do additional things for yourself, so like potions or whatever. It's not bad. It's not a bad game at all. It looks amazing. It is staggeringly good looking game. So we might play some more of that at some point. Well, there is that as well. You can take your time in that game because, like I say, who knows when that game, the part two, whoever's coming out of that one. But yeah, that's pretty much been it. I feel like I've bought more games recently than played them. I feel like I'm just looking for something to fight to fill the void with. Like I say, I don't even know what's upcoming that I particularly want to play, sort of thing. And the, like I say, the only real consistency I have at the minute is my usual Fortnite stuff. But we don't need to talk about that because I just like to make the numbers go up. Yeah. Play Fortnite semi regularly I want to get Spider-Man. Spider-Man's on page 9 of the Battle Pass, and I'm on page 7.
Okay. Shouldn't you just stream that, Pab?
I'm not good at it.
We're not.
We've been playing it regularly for 3 years at this point. Maybe stop.
No,
we're not good at any games. None of us are.
I enjoy playing it, and like I say, the person I play with does about 80% of the work, and I do 20% of the work. I'm a good spotter.
Well, I'll stop playing with you then.
I'm a good spotter. That's what I do. I'm the lookout, and I look around and survey things, and then he goes and kills them. I just enjoy doing the Battle Pass stuff. And I can't, like I say, I just enjoy playing it. I don't know what it is. It's not even amazing to, you know, but I just enjoy it, what I'm doing. And like I say, I probably play that maybe 3 times a week, maybe 3 evenings a week. I'll have a couple of hours on it. Spider-Man's on page 9 of the Battle Pass, and I need to get there to unlock the Spider-Man and never wear that outfit because... I don't know, I just never do. I just like all the outfits and stuff, and I never wear them. I just stick with the same one I use all the time. But that is pretty much everything I've played this week.
Well, in that case, we should wrap things up, because I need to put an offer in for this house that Sheepdog wants us to buy. he's convinced me. I've planned out my office.
No, Kevin, we're not going back to Deeping. Jeez.
You might get a job at the co-op here, Anna. You'd be welcome there.
There you go.
You could work at Tesco's and be walking distance because you'd be next to it.
I tried Tesco before.
It's got a Jack and Jill shower room. Andy could have 2 bedrooms with an ensuite between the two of them.
And I can help with Andy as well.
2 bedrooms share the same ensuite.
You need a Kevin Anna night out, you know.
You know how much Andy loves to swap bedrooms. We can just say that whole side of the house is his. Gosh, he's got a bathroom in the middle. He can move back and forth between the 2 bedrooms at will. He'd love that.
And one night he was in one bed. I went in the next morning and he was in the other bed, scared the bejesus. I thought he'd gone.
But when
I
we went to that Airbnb the other year, he was swapping rooms, wasn't he? Not just beds. Yeah. He was moving between different bedrooms.
I thought I'd lost him.
That's quite bad. London. I might start doing that. Just swap ends of the bed tonight and see what God. Mrs. Sheepdog says.
No, he wasn't at the end of the bed. He was in a different room and then a different bed.
No, I get it. I'm not going to go sleep in Ollie's room tonight, am I? I haven't got that flexibility.
Well, you would if you moved in here. Maybe we could buy this house together and you could have one of the rooms in it.
If we bought it together, I'd want to build a bridge between the two and then slowly castle off the rest of the estate.
Don't be ridiculous. We'd build a tunnel.
Just, I want to be able to stand at the top of like a castle and just shoot arrows at the neighbours I don't like.
We could do that without a bridge. It'll be fine. We could put like a rampart on the roof. Anyway, you can follow us on the internet. I'm at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And at Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening, folks.